Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting second. The third baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The DH, Mike Ivey. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The first baseman, John Wackenfuss. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jerry Uchter. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting third. The DH, Ken Singleton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gary Roenick. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Nolan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rich Dower. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Lance Acata. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott McGregor. And now, play ball. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a pop-up towards the mound. McGregor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dower settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey strikes out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon bunts in front of the plate. Nolan juggles the ball. That's an error on Nolan. Ivey moves to second. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGregor fields it and throws to first for the out. Ivey moves to third. Lemon moves to second. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ivey tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Tigers. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGregor fires to first and has Trammell trapped. There's the throw to Dower, who tags Trammell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick hits a line drive into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dower settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bumbrey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Bumbrey reaches second base with a double. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Brookins fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ivey hits a pop-up towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive towards third. Cabell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0-for-1 in the game. Roenick hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Wackenfuss reaches second base with a double. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wackenfuss moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Wackenfuss scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Tigers. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0-for-1 in the game. Dower hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0-for-1 in the game. Sakata hits a line drive into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bumbrey moves to second. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Trammell fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Herndon strikes out. Two outs. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ivey hits a fly ball into left field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0 for 2 in the game. Roenick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to second. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brookins takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Brookins moves to second. It's 6-0, Tigers. Ross Grimsley now pitching. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Enos Cabell now playing first base. Lou Whitaker now playing second base. Tom Brookins now playing third base. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nolan hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0 for 2 in the game. Dower hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0 for 2 in the game. Sakata is hit by the pitch. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bumbry hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Grimsley, and towards Sakata, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ivy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dower settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Singleton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins juggles the ball. That's an error on Brookins. Murray moves to third. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0-for-3 in the game. Roenick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murray scores. Ripken moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Tigers. Dave Tobik now pitching. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nolan hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Tigers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Crowley pinch hits for Rich Dower. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavill scoops it up and throws to first, with Tobik covering, for the out. One out. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sakata hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Sakata reaches second base with a double. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.